Thursday, November 10th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. I don't think there's too much question that the trading cycle is topped in corn, and the general trend should be lower in the corn market into January. Personally, I'm about 85% sold in the cash market, and the rest is hedged in condo storage. I intend some re-ownership in 2017. I've eliminated the downside risk in this corn and will use the money that I would have had to have spent to buy storage to finance re-ownership at a later point in time. I think that they could shake the tree pretty hard as producers try to hold on for better prices and basis improvement. I hate the basis, but what do you expect with a 2.4 billion bushel carryover? In the soy complex, the bulls had another break to buy. They have been pretty relentless at buying breaks this year, frustrating bears like me. With a 480 million bushel carryover, there is no shortage of soybeans. There are still a few beans needing to be harvested here that have not been combined for moisture reasons. There is still some corn here waiting on dry down, too. Given prospects for 102 million metric ton Brazilian crop, there will be a burdensome global supply come spring. Brazilians always start out optimistic on their soybean crop prospects, and then something happens. The USDA is right in there, though, however, with Brazilian estimates this time. USDA increased the ethanol crush in their demand forecast by 25 million bushel. The incentive is there to make ethanol out of corn. They are squeezing everything that they can out of the production infrastructure. I have every reason to believe that the Trump administration will be very solid in support of ethanol. The Branstads, governor and son Eric, who headed the ethanol PAC, jumped on the Trump bandwagon early, and the state's GOP congressional delegation were all strong Trump supporters too. I do have the impression that Trump listens to the Branstads on ethanol and the RFS. Trump did attend the Renewable Fuels Conference during the primary when we were trying to beat Ted Cruz. It was blatantly anti-RFS. Another positive for the Trump victory is we won't have to deal with Cruz for a while except in Washington. I think Branstad should just designate Ted Cruz as persona non grata from Iowa. Ethanol production as a percentage of gasoline production was 10.88%. It's getting to be a habit for it to exceed E10, which suggests that the higher blend consumption is starting to take hold. The industry has its sights set on 1 billion gallons of exports this year and 2 billion annually as a goal for the future. Weekly exports were good for wheat, but disappointing in corn. Soybean export sales came up short of expectations, and soy oil and soy meal sales were at the low end of the forecast. The November crop report was bearish for soybeans with an 18% increase in soybean ending stocks. It is the response to the news that determines whether it is bullish or bearish. The weekly close will make that choice. Funds still have been wanting to own soy. Strength in global veg oil markets is the driver. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Stock and bond markets diverged, responding to the Trump administration. The bond market plunged 5 full basis points while the stock market surged higher. It is odd for stocks not to react negatively to the bond market with higher interest rates like that. Trump plans aggressive fiscal reform, cutting taxes along with new spending. Trump is not afraid of the deficit or debt. The bond market is, though. Bonds trade inversely to interest rates, and what they did Wednesday dwarfed any quarter-point hike by the Fed in a month. Trump is not a fiscal conservative. He takes risk, and while he decried the deficit, he plans to inflate it. Trump promised a tax cut of $6 trillion over a decade and infrastructure spending of another trillion. Conservative deficit hawks appeared not to have gotten the memo what Trump planned, but the bond market sure did. I'm also chuckling about small government Republicans. President Trump is not one of those either. The market may call Trump President Economic Stimulus. There was less interest in the Treasury bond market this week as bond investors sort this out. Trump has stated that he thought that interest rates were too low, and the bond market took him at its word. Higher interest rates produce higher returns for bond investors, which attracts capital to the United States, which strengthens the dollar. Higher interest rates and a strong dollar have never been good things for the ag sector. I am not adverse to the government borrowing money at cheap long-term interest rates as long as they spend it on something that produces a higher return, such as transportation infrastructure. Cat stock was up because of the idea of infrastructure construction, as were defense stocks. But Smith & Wesson stock was off sharply because, with our gun rights safe, there will be less motivation to go out and buy that new gun while you still can. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.